Bezah Hashem, we're learning Dershu, Mishnah Berurah, Siman Aleph, Sif Hey, Sif Kadmon Tes Zayin. This is share number 4, discussing the halachas of a person in the morning, Hagas Adam Baboiker, and specifically, we are discussing the halachas or the hanhagas of reciting Parashas HaAkedah, Parashas Haman, Aseres HaDibrois, Parashas Oila, Omincha, Ushlamim, V'chatos, V'osham. And we said, Toiv Loimar, it's good to say them. As was reminded to me that I didn't want to mention yesterday on the recordings, I said it after this year, that Karmana Tamid, Parashas Karmana Tamid, which we're going to get to soon, is extremely important to be said every single day. The word Tamid means continuously. You look in your Siddur, and you'll notice that you have a Karban Tamid to be said. It should be recited every single day. That is more of an obligation as opposed to what we have discussed here in Sif Hei. The Ramah concluded at the end of Sif Hei by saying that one should not be reciting Aseres HaDibrois with a tzibur, with everyone together. And we're going to see the reason for that now in Sif Katan Tes Zayin, number 16 of the Mishnah Berurah. And he says, Vibnei HaKoifrim, because of the heretics, what's the concern? Sheyoimru Ein Torah El Zu. The only Torah that exists, we're concerned, the Koifrim, the heretics might say, is the Aseres HaDibrois. Because why? Because we give it special credence, special preference to be recited every single day by the minyan. We don't do that with a whole entire Torah, so what would they say? Oh, that is the Torah, that's all you have to do, those Ten Commandments. Shiyaru ein Torah elozu, ubeprat, even more so bizmanenu, nowadays. So, once again, I think historically what the Chafetz Chaim is referring to when he says the words here in the Mishnah Berurah, ubeprat bizmanenu, because we're talking here in the early 1900s, late 1800s, when the Reform movement was very strong and powerful and spreading it throughout the different places of Europe, Russia perhaps as well. And the Chafetz Chaim is saying, but Prat, even more so, Bizmaninu nowadays as well, we have to avoid giving any credence to the Koifrim. That's why you also would not want to write it, that Seres HaDibros, on a kuntrus, which is specifically for the tzibur, for the congregation. Some explain that the only time it would be forbidden to recite the Seres HaDibros amongst the tzibur, amongst the congregation, is if it's set in the brachos of Kriya Shema. Just like you say Yoitzar Ar, just like you say Avaraba before Shema, just like you say Emes V'yatziv. Some say, what's the Isser? That it's forbidden to place it in the brachos of Kriya Shema. But to place it other parts of davening, it would not be forbidden. Aval Koydim Baruch Shamar, but before Baruch Shamar is Mutar Afet Tzibur. So according to this opinion, even before Baruch Shamar would be permissible after Tzibur, even the Tzibur. V'anan Akinon, we pass on Lesser V'Tzibur, Klal U'Klal, to forbid V'Tzibur across the board 100%. V'yachid Dafka She'eloi B'Soichat Tfilo, when it comes to an individual, you can say it just as long as it's not during the Tfilo, not during the actual davening itself. Aval U'Kvay B'Soichat Brachas G'gam L'Yachid Oser. So the conclusion is as follows. Even though there were opinions that say that you can put it in the davening, but in the brachas, even for an individual, is forbidden. And we explained the reason is, the main reason is because of Kaifrim. The heretics will say, this is the Torah, that's all you have to do, and that's it. That's the bottom line. If you take a look at the back of your shachar's davening, in the Arskol Siddur, any Siddur, you will notice that they do have the Aseres HaDibrois. It does say that you can, it's placed over there. And there are those who do say it every single day.
Recording stop.
We continue now on the top of the page with Siv Vav. Parshus HaKarbonos. the parshas of the karbonos lo yomer elo beyoim. The parshas of the karbonos should only be recited when? Only by day. What's the reason for that? So the Mishnah Sif Kotin Yud Zayin on the bottom part of the page explains the ein hakarbonos craven elo beyoim, because tefillah corresponds to the karbonos that was actually brought. So if the actual karbonos were only brought by day, it only makes sense that you should only be reciting them, saying them by day. Right? Because we're not like just doing lip service. We're doing it according to the way it really was. Avo Parshas HaKiyor, which is exactly what we learned yesterday. Right? Remember that? Parshas HaKiyor. We learned exactly about in Parshas Kisisa, about the basin in this week's Parsha. Parshas HaKiyor. You can even recite those before daybreak. If you don't have enough time, you could also say parashas karbonos at night as well. Whether or not you have to be standing for the karbonos, take a look later on in chapter 48, Mishnah Sif Katan Aleph, whether or not you have to be standing or not. So over there, they bring a machlekes that mikom mokam b'shas amiras parshas atamid roi lamoid. Like we said earlier, parshas atamid has a higher level of a status, and it's best to be standing when one recites parshas atamid. Mishum shekayim ma'isah v'tzibur b'kolram. Apparently, in those days, the Prima Gadol brings that they would recite parshas atamid publicly out loud. Wow. I've never seen anyone do that these days, though. But there are those, the reason to explain of standing for the karbonos is because karbonos are to be recited. We bring a karbon standing, so you should recite the karbon standing. That's the understanding of why you would stand in the first place. Because when you offer a karbon, you're standing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Kosa bishlo. The Shlo Kodesh writes, the b'shabes v'yontev lo yoymar yihi rotzon. On Shabbos v'yontev, you should not say Yehi Ratzon, the Ein Karbon Nedava Bobahem, because a Karbon Nedava does not come on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now, what does that mean? What it means is like this. Are you allowed to shecht an animal on Shabbos? The answer is no. You can't shecht. It's a deraisa. The one exception is you're allowed to bring the karbonos, the sacrifices of Shabbos, that you're allowed to do. If on Shabbos a person wants to bring an extra karbon, can you bring that? The answer is no. So, a nedava is something of an extra gift. You give someone a gift. That's extra. So that's what he's saying over here, that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, lo yoyma yihi rotzon, in the end, karbon ba behem. So don't recite the yihi rotzon. What's the yihi rotzon? There's certain siddurim, after the karbon, it says that if I was obligated to bring this karbon, so this the recitation of these words should fulfill my bringing of the karbon. Okay? So that doesn't flow, doesn't fit to say that if I was obligated on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because you can't bring something which is a question of a nedava, of a gift, of maybe I'm obligated, maybe I'm not. You can't do that on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You have to only bring what you're obligated to bring. Avla parashios ein hefsed l'omim, but the parashios themselves, you're allowed to say the parish of the carbon. You're allowed to say on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why? Because it's kikayir b'Torah. Because like you're reading the Torah. We come akoyim im hu ben Torah mutav yoyse shiasek b'parisha the yoyim. If the person is a ben Torah, this is the second time the Mishnah has been saying this. If a person is holding by learning, better for him to be focusing on learning than to be saying we'll call extras. What does he say to focus on? He says the parasha of the day. Most probably he's talking about the parasha of the week. Okay. He says further, Mishuhu Ovil, lo yemar parashas hakarbonos. The person who is a mourner, Rachman Slom lo yaleinu, should not recite the parashas hakarbonos. And there's a whole discussion about Tisha B'Av. What can be recited in Tisha B'Av if it's considered to be a regular part of the day of the Seder Hayom of Davening, then you could perhaps say it. Okay. Says the Mechaber back at the top of the page, Sif Zayin. The Mechaber says like this. We are in Siman Aleph Siv Zayin. Kishi Yisayim Parshas Ha'Oila. When the person concludes with Parshas Ha'Oila, Yoimar, he should say, Yihirotzlein Milfanecho Sheyizeh Choshuv Umekubol. It should be the will of Hashem that Hashem should accept this that I just recited as if Ki'ilu Hikravti Oila, as if I brought a carbon oil. V'kach Yoimar Achar Parshas Ha'Mincho. And this is what a person should say also, this Yihirotzoim Milfanecha, Shehezech Hoshem Mekubol, Ki'ilu, Hekrafti Oilo, as if I brought the carbon Oilo, brought the carbon Mincha, and brought the carbon Shlomim. Vimnei Shehein Boim, because they come, Binedava, these carbonis are brought Binedava. In other words, they can be brought, you bring a carbon Shlomim, you don't necessarily, you're not obligated. You want to bring this gift to Hashem. So that's why you would say this Yihi Ratzai. Okay, very good. Says the Mishnah Sif Katan Yudches Chai, Boim Binedava, Aval Achar Parashas Achatas, but after the Parashas of the Chatas, Lo Yoimarki. You should not say them. In other words, don't say the Yihi Ratzai after Parashas Chatas. Why not? So the Mishnah is going to explain as follows. What is a Karmel Chatas? Karmel Chatas means a person violated an Isser that carries with it a Karis. And if he did it b'shoigeg, he had to bring Karmel Chatas. Such as what? Or depending on, Shabbos, if he's Michal or Shabbos, b'shoigeg. So now he has to bring Karmel Chatas. Now, Chatas means, I know I violated this Isser. So, how do you say in the text, if I violated this, it should be as if I brought it? What do you mean, if? There shouldn't be any if. That's why it doesn't make sense to say this Yihirotzoim after the Chatas. And that's what the Mishnah is going to tell us now. He doesn't say, doesn't follow to say the Yihirotzoim by Parshas Chatas. I will achar Parshas Chatas, lo yomerkei, don't say this Yihirotzoim, levi she'ena ba nedava. It doesn't come as a gift. You only recite the chatas if you had to bring a carbon chatas. So too, when it comes to a carbon of asham and asham toloi, kaimolon, the halacha is the ein above nedava. That's also not brought as a nedava. The achreidim write name of marshal for Shlomo Luria. A contemporary to the Ramah, the Yesh Loimar is older than the Ramah. The Yesh Loimar af la achar chatas va'asham yirotzei. You should say even after the chatas and the asham, you should say yirotzei. Rak shem v'loshon suffik, but you should say it in the loshon of a suffik. Why? The haynu yirotzei milfanecha. Let it be the will of Hashem before you. Im avarti averu shechayav olei chatas. If I transgressed an iser. That I was chayav chatas, sheyezenech shakile krafti chatas. That this should be as if I brought a karmel chatas. Vim lav, and if not, he kikarev Torah. It should be as if I'm learning Torah. I'm reading the Torah. Chay gavno yomer gam kain parshas asham. So too you should say by parshas asham. So this is the approach of the Marashal. The Marashal says you can still say the Hirotzon, and you would say the derech safik, as we just explained. However, the Magen Avraham asks on this Marsha, and he says, I don't understand. How can you say the words, if I'm obligated to bring a karma chatas, like we said a minute ago, when you bring a karma chatas, that means you know you did an avera.
Right.
That obligates you to bring a chatas. Yeah. So how do you say the question of a suffix of if, im? Alkein hello, Hamagin Avram, Dil Inu Chatos, Lo Yoimer Klala, Yihirotzon. Rakli Inyan Oshem Vada, of Oshem Toloi, Yucha Loimer, Yihirotzon Zeh Dal Tanai. It's only regards to this condition, could be by an Oshem Vadai, a carbon Oshem, an Oshem Toloi. That's when you can say, if I'm obligated. Ach im liboy noikfoy shema avar al chait. But if a person is concerned, Liba Naikfai means like he's concerned. Shema Avar al Chait. Maybe he transgressed the Chait. Vayolo Yediyah Shechata Vishachach. And he has this Yediyah Shechata. This, he knows he did something wrong, but he's not sure. He forgot. He's not 100% sure. Then Yuchaloimar Gamkein Hirotzain Achar Chatos Derech Tnai. You could say Hirotzain after the Chatos with a Derech of a Tnai, of a condition, as we just spoke about. Okay, so this was Sif Zayin. This is Zion discussing to say the Hirotzoin after the Karbonos, and this is by an Ayla and a Shlomim and a Mincha. But when it comes to a Chatas, as Machloek is whether or not you can say by a Chatas. Now continue with Sivches. Yoimar im HaKarbonos Pasuk V'shochat Oysoi Ayerech HaMizbeach. It's a final of Nei Hashem. So you look in your Siddur, you'll notice after the parasha of Karban HaTamid, you'll notice it says this pasuk: V'shochat Oysoi Ayerech HaMizbeach. And now we'll discuss what's the reason. It's a final of Nei Hashem. Why we say this pasuk? Says the Mishnah of Sivkot Yutes. Ima Karbanus uchahayoyim noyegin ulomroy acha parashas HaTamid. So now we say this after Parshas HaTamid. And in the Dir Shinur, he explains from the Tana Devila Yo, he says, Sheba Oysoi Hayoim Sha'akar Avram es Yitzchak Benoi al Gabin Zbeach. This is from Tana Devila Yo, Rabba, Perek Vav. The day that Avram Avinu was Akar es Yitzchak, he bound Yitzchak for Akedas Yitzchak. Hiskin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shnei Kevasim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also prepared two sheep. Echad shel shachris, v'echad shel bein arbayin. One for the morning, and one for the afternoon. V'chol kach lama, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this? Shebishah she Yisrael malin tomid al gabi mizbeach, v'kairin hamikru hazet, so final lifnei Hashem, because when we recite these words, v'shochad oisoi, what happens is HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the Kedis Yitzchak. What does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the Kedis Yitzchak? It means Hashem looks upon us favorably. We know that when we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, so Chazal tells us HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting on the throne of Din, of justice, and he goes off that throne, if you will. Obviously, Hashem has no chair. Hashem doesn't go from one seat. Okay, I'm going to go to the other seat now. Thanks for blowing. Thanks for the reminder. It's all for us to relate. All for us to create in our mind this reality that Hashem is more lenient with us. That's what we're discussing here. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the Akedas Yitzchak, the merits of Akedas Yitzchak. And he's more merciful. That's why this pasuk was added to be recited by Karban HaTamid to arouse Hashem's mercy of remembering Akedas Yitzchak. Okay. Siv Katan Chaf, Ishachad Oisai, the Isa B'Mandrish, the Chol Mi Yishoim Pasuk Zach, Hashem Baruch Hu Zoicha Akedas Yitzchak, like we just said over from the Tani Devila Yo, that whoever recites this pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers Akedas Yitzchak. So we just finished over here these halachas. I want to do a little chazara. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we're going to start. Today was a shorter day of limud over here. Tomorrow we're going to start Simen Beis. Simen Beis din levishas begadim, the halachas of getting dressed in the morning, putting on the clothing, and we'll discuss the modesty that one should try to appropriate himself with while he's getting dressed. Yeah, let's take a question and then we'll review. Yes.
So when you talk about these korbanos like the...
In the parak of Ezehum Bekaimim, which is the fifth parak of Zvachim, is the, what they say, the parak that does not have any machlaikis.
Yeah.
There's no machlaikis. You learned that recently from Lichtenstein.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so there's no machlaikis in that parak of Mishnayis.
This is very similar to what what's in scripture.
Right, so that's why we try to say that also every single day. In the morning, And that's what we're referring to over here in Hilchos Hanhagos Adam Beboiker. So just to review very quickly, Simon Aleph, some main points, because we have some time to do that. So we started off in Sif Aleph. We said, Yizgabi Kari, get up like a lion to serve Hashem. Going back to the beginning of Sif Aleph. Then we had mentioned in the Ramah, just some main points over here, that we should focus on Shivisi Hashem Lenegis Summit. That Hashem is in front of us at all times. And He gave us an Eitzah, that this is a way of doing this, is the Mishmur told us from the Arizal, to try to see Shem Hashem with the vowelization of a Chirik, a Shva, and a Kamatz, of Yud Kei Vav Kei. This is found in Sifkat and Dalit. Okay. And this says, V'zet Teilas God Lina Hira. This will help tremendously in regards to Yiras Hashem, to fearing Hashem. And we previously, before that, he spoke about the importance of washing Negelvasa, washing Tilos Hadayim by one's bed. He spoke about the importance of doing it right away to remove the impurity, the Tumah. That was in Sif Katan Beis. And on the same page, we also spoke about the importance of connecting Limud HaTorah by day and by night, to end the night with Limud HaTorah, go to sleep with Limud HaTorah, wake up with Moed Ani and start learning early in the morning as well, and davening right away. And we also spoke about in the Be'er Halacha about a different Moed Ani that is before, in the three times of the day, Shachris, Mincha, and Mariv, to thank Hashem that I was in the evening, now in the morning. I'm in the morning, now I'm in the afternoon. I'm in the afternoon, now I'm in the evening. That's what he spoke about in the first Be'er Halacha. And in the second Be'er Halacha, very, very yisoyistic, it should be reviewed on a regular basis, the Sheish Mitzvahs Tamidius, the six constant mitzvahs. The six constant mitzvahs. Okay? We'll respond to your question, I guess, in a minute. And then we have over here, also going further, just a general overview over here. Take a look at the six constant mitzvahs. Then we spoke about a person should make sure to do the mitzvahs in front of people, even if they're going to make fun of him. He should not let that persuade him from doing mitzvahs. And in the Sif Beis, we spoke about Tikkun Chatzos, and this is a very important, right away in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, we're not discussing Hilchos Tisha B'Av, we're not discussing Hilchos Tainus, we're discussing the way a Yid wakes up in the morning. And we're discussing every single day we should have on our mind that there's no Beis HaMikdash. We should be made Tzevedoi, as the Shulchan Aruch said. We should be concerned and worried about it. And there are tefillahs that one can be saying about it. Now, if we're not on the Madrega to wake up at Chatzos, at the very least, we should try to be thinking about it once a day. Once a day, besides for the tefillahs that we say of Bnei Yerushalayim, or when we say those tefillahs, we should say with Kavanah. We should say with Kavanah and have this feeling of, I want the Beis HaMikdash to come back. In Sif Dalet, we spoke about it's better to say less with more Kavanah as opposed to rush through more with less Kavanah. In Sif Hei, we spoke about the different Parashas Akedah, Parashas Haman, the Seres HaDibrais, and Parashas Oyelah, it's good to say these. However, we also mentioned that it's also a Seres HaDibrais, but it's better to, if you can learn, for those who want to learn, better to learn more than to say this, as the Mishmur spoke about a couple times. Then we spoke about the Karbonus, as from Gedalia pointed out, Ezer Mekayman, they should be recited, and we mentioned that about the Hiratzim, whether to say the Hiratzim by the Karmen Chatos or not. In conclusion, we spoke about the importance of saying Karmen Tamid every single day, and the Mitzvah Shem we will pick up next time from Simon Beis, Din Levishas Begodim.